An historic win for Boris Johnson, the Conservative Party Prime Minister, has been predicted to take the largest Tory majority since Margaret Thatcher in an election seen by many as a second referendum on Brexit. Forecasts put the party's majority at more than 70 seats in the House of Commons. Here's Boris Johnson giving a speech to supporters in front of signs declaring, quote, the people's government, just a short time ago in London.
Your hand may have quivered over the ballot paper as before you put your cross in the Conservative box. And you may intend to return to Labour next time round. And if that is the case, I am humbled that you have put your trust in me and that you have put your trust in us. And I and we will never take your support for granted. And I will make it my mission to work night and day, flat out, to prove you right in voting for me this time and to earn your support in the future.
Well, big swings away from Jeremy Corbyn's Labour have reopened wounds in the party. It's about its drift to the hard left of politics. Whatever else happens now, it seems certain that the UK will at least divorce itself from its European neighbours. Europe correspondent Linton Besser reports.
It does look as though this One Nation Conservative government has been given a powerful new mandate.
The pound is already up, and the prospect of a potential free trade deal with Donald Trump is pushing share prices north across Asia. After 3 long years, it seems certain that Brexit will finally become a reality.
I want to thank the people of this country for turning out to vote in a December election that we didn't want to call, but which I think has turned out to be a historic election that gives us now, in this new government, the chance to respect the democratic will of the British people.
It's a dramatic victory for London's former Lord Mayor, who successfully dodged the hard questions on the campaign trail and reduced the Conservative Party's priorities to just 3 words, get Brexit done. His jubilant Home Secretary, Priti Patel, has now flagged the Brexit deal may be brought back to Parliament before Christmas.
We've had that gridlock in Parliament. We want to get Brexit done. You've heard the Prime Minister say this. Get it done before Christmas. Introduce the legislation and get that moving.
This was Boris Johnson's sweetest possible victory. His cabinet should be free now to govern the country for the next 5 years. But for the Labour Party, it was an earthquake.
This is one of the worst results the Labour Party could ever have imagined.
That's Gareth Snell, the Labour MP for Stoke-on-Trent Central, contemplating his political demise. He says the failure of Jeremy Corbyn to accept the Brexit referendum was why so many Labour seats were at risk.
We could either have stopped the Tories or we could stop Brexit. And unfortunately, some of the siren voices in the shadow cabinet who have decided that stopping Brexit and therefore lining themselves up for future leadership bids was much more important.
Soon, Jeremy Corbyn himself accepted the inevitable.
I will not lead the party in any future general election campaign. I will discuss with our party to ensure there is a process now of reflection on this result and on the policies that the party will take going forward.
But for many in the party, that's not enough. Here's a former Labour adviser, Ayesha Hazarika.
There are deep problems with the Corbyn project. But you know what? If the Labour Party doesn't understand the scale of this defeat, we will have learnt absolutely nothing. Corbyn controlled the party, the infrastructure, the message, the strategy, the manifesto. Corbynism has been tested to destruction tonight.
While Boris Johnson's Brexit deal should now be rubber stamped by the House of Commons, there's still turbulent weather ahead. A whole new trade deal with Brussels needs to be negotiated and signed off by the end of the so-called transition period at the end of 2020. This is Linton Besser in London for PM.